Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Man, what an app. We're there live. And the podcast later on after 10 a.m.
Can I just, I've never seen somebody so wrapped up in their own car.
What do you mean?
I mean, listen, I love my cars. I do. But Carson's a lot of drama about his car. Like if it gets a little scuff mark, he like cries. He literally cries.
Yeah.
If it gets scuffed, if he accidentally curbs it or whatever, if anybody puts even fingerprints are an issue about his car. Do you know that they have to use the handles? They can't put their fingers on it.
Some people have that relationship with their vehicle.
They
absolutely love it. It's a human being. They even give it names.
Yes.
You know, they name their car.
Yeah.
Some people have that. I've never done that. I've never named a car.
Mm.
But some people just absolutely love it.
But
this one, he's going through a tough one on this one, though.
Yeah.
This one's gotten real serious, you know.
But to me, there's just decisions to be made, and you just make them, and then you move on with life.
All right, we want to explain it?
All right, this car's jacked up. That's what's happened.
Yeah, basically, I'm at a point where, so I put $4,500 into it to fix some repairs that needed to be fixed. The warranty company came back, and they fixed some stuff. But now I'm at a point where I either just get rid of it, flip the coin, take a gamble, and see if so I'm at a point where I need to get the front and rear differential actually fixed. It's going to cost $14,000.
You trade it in. You trade it in. That's what you do. You trade it in.
But it's my dream car.
See what I mean?
Like, not
it's
anymore.
My dream car.
It's not
car.
Your dream car.
She's let you down.
Yeah.
She's seeing another man.
Yeah. You got to trade it in.
You got to let her go.
Here's what really gets me, though.
And they won't know about the differential, so just trade it in.
I know, but I paid it off last month.
Oh, no.
Literally, I have no car payment.
Yeah,
for the first time in a long time.
Oh, no. I didn't know that
part.
Rotten luck, man.
That's why it's just sticking in my side.
Now you have to take out a $14,000 loan against your house.
Not only is it my dream car, I'm not going to find another car like this. There's only literally 30 of these on the market.
Well, yeah,
and they don't make
them
anymore.
Apart.
No.
That's why there's only 30 left.
They don't make them anymore.
They all fell in the junkyard.
You got to get rid of it.
You
don't
do.
Have a choice.
And the thing
You're
is, you'll trade it in. You'll get nothing for it, hardly. But they won't know about the differential stuff, you know? And then they'll just fix it and sell it to somebody else that'll enjoy it. And you'll drive by and see it.
Some other sucker.
I'm going to be driving. I don't even know what I'm going to drive. I've never been looking. I haven't really looked at any cars because I'm not interested in any other cars.
I know, because your car is cool. It is a great car. And it's fast.
And the color is, it's they don't even make it anymore.
And I bought you a cooler to match it. Now
I know. I didn't even think about that.
Now your cooler won't match your new car that you traded in for.
No!
This is horrible.
No!
This is horrible.
Yeah, it's bad luck.
It is
no
bad
doubt about
luck,
it,
right?
And I feel for anybody that has that kind of car problem, especially, and it's funny how it works, that you seem to have these problems just when the warranty runs out.
Yeah, and just,
that's
and
when, they
just when he paid off the car, too.
Literally last month, my last payment.
I do feel like there's a computer system that knows it.
I do, too.
I swear.
I'm telling you, there's something to it.
It is
you
weird.
See it too much.
Yeah.
You see where somebody's warranty will go out. A week later, the transmission falls into the driveway.
It's a true story,
It's
right?
like, what the hell? I saw a car just a few days ago. Felt so bad for the person. It was brand new. Still had the temporary tags on it, everything. The front end's all smashed.
Oh, my God.
They had just bought the car,
right?
And it's all wrecked. At least that one's covered. Yours isn't even covered now.
Some people say anybody that I know that had their differential fixed within 2 to 3 years, they had to have it fixed again. It's not worth it, buddy. Then somebody else said, fix it. $14,000 in repairs is cheaper than a new car payment. Oh,
no,
man. I don't know.
Not with this particular vehicle.
I don't know. It's a beautiful car, though. And there's only, 30 of them on the road?
30 of them.
It's a Model T.
30 of them. 30 of them for sale in the entire country.
Oh, for sale. Okay. Yeah.
That brand, though, has a bad rep when it comes to repairs.
I love my Jeep.
I'm just saying. They have a bad
You should get
brand.
That Nighthawk one.
The Trackhawk?
Yeah.
It's like $100,000.
I know, but it's so cool and it's so loud. The muffler's on it's like, rah, 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 rah,
rah, rah, rah, rah, rah. Hey, Jamie, can I have a Trackhawk for Christmas?
Yeah, sure. Let me get on that.
Yeah, instead of spending $14,000 here, just make that a down payment on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom, you're in.
It's a great car. I love that one. That fast one.
Car problems suck.
They do.
I mean, they really set you back.
Right?
And it's just so draining even thinking about all this crap.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's not that. It's like, come on. There are bigger problems in the world.
Not in his world.
Not right now.
Because they don't make that color anymore.
It's my baby.
Happy Labor Day.
Yeah.